From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws.
Prometo manter.
Acting President Michel Temer was sworn in to replace Rousseff. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Speaking at the Indian Institute of Technology, Kerry called India an established power with a footprint on matters that affect the entire planet. The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges.
Both know the pain of terrorism, and to avoid repeating the tragedies that we've seen, our intelligence agencies now exchange information constantly. Our security personnel are learning from one another.
John Kerry. Russia's defense ministry says Russian warplanes killed up to 40 Islamic State militants during a raid near Aleppo province. It says IS spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was among the dead. A senior U.S. defense official says the Russian claim is untrue, calling it an attempt at disinformation. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as Kurdish fighters. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto have held talks in Mexico City. At a news conference following their meeting, Mr. Peña Nieto said the relationship between the two nations should be based on mutual respect. Trump said he has tremendous feelings for Mexican Americans in the United States, calling them spectacular, hardworking people. He called for ending illegal immigration from Mexico.
Having a secure border is a sovereign right and mutually beneficial. We recognize and respect the right of either country to build a physical barrier or wall on any of its borders to stop the illegal movement of people, drugs, and weapons.
The meeting in Mexico came just hours before Trump delivers a speech on his immigration proposals. Gabon's Electoral Commission has announced that President Ali Bongo has won re-election. The official results yet to be formally announced show Mr. Bongo winning 49.8% of the votes and John Ping gaining 48.2%. Mr. Bongo's opponents are already denouncing the result as fraudulent. Protests broke out in the capital city, Libreville. Some members of the Electoral Commission resigned Wednesday. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says more than 900 Afghan security personnel have been killed battling Taliban insurgents this past July. According to U.S. military estimates, Afghan forces suffered around 20,000 casualties, including nearly 5,000 dead during the last year's fighting. Spain's parliament Wednesday rejected acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's bid for a second term. Mr. Rajoy fell 6 votes short, having been rejected by the socialists who voted unanimously against him. He now faces a second vote on Friday. A loss then would lead to another 2-month period in which Mr. Rajoy would try to form a government, and then possibly another election, the third election within a year. Tunisia's interior ministry says police in western Tunisia have killed 2 suspected jihadi terrorists and seized guns and a suicide belt in a raid Wednesday. The 2 men were known to police and had been on a terrorist wanted list. They were killed in a shootout on Wednesday. The ministry said the 2 men had been planning a terrorist attack in the region and called the mission a preventative assault. Police say 1 civilian was killed in the gun battle after being struck by a stray bullet. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.